Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. We have a fantastic guest for you arriving on the show this evening. He's from Hawaii, and as we were about to go live, I started to think of his surge himself. He's riding the big wave, if you will, to this 2022 NFL draft. It's none other than the Hawaii star defensive back, Colby Burton. He was also down at the Tropical Bowl, where he garnered a lot of positive attention. I know my guys at the NFL Draft Bible, they really liked what he's had. And if you checked out Twitter, he definitely had a little bit of a pulse going in terms of his performance. Also was at McNeese State. I can't wait to talk to him about this, too. He made the all-decade team. That's the first time I didn't even know they had all-decade teams at colleges. But nonetheless, today's guest, Colby Burton, accomplished that. With that said, Colby, welcome to the program. How's this evening treating you?
Thank you for having me. You said, how's the season treating
you? I'm here. I mean, McNeese State, I mean, all-decade team, that's pretty crazy, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I graduated high school in 16 and got to play for a staff that was actually – McNeese born and bred. All those guys played at McNeese and they came back and coached us. Played 3 years over there at McNeese. Started a couple games as true freshman. Started the whole sophomore season in 2017 and also 2018 was my breakout year. Great experience, man. I'll always represent McNeese State and have that small school chip on my shoulder as well. So, I mean, yes, sir.
And then off to Hawaii and then off to the Tropical Bowl. We'll get to those two stops before we – let's rewind. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, young days, I mean, were you the more athletic, gifted kid when you guys were on the field?
Oh, yes, sir. From playing outside in the backyard, I would always play with my older brother. He was 3 years older than me. So, I mean, I'd be with the older guys out there. And then once I started playing Little League, I played running back and quarterback some. So I was always an offensive guy. And then going into middle school, I played running back as well and cornerback. And, I mean, one game in middle school, I had a two-interception game. And, you know, all my friends were like, man, you're going to be a corner. You're going to be a defensive back. And I'd be like, man, I'm a running back. So I get to high school. My freshman year of high school, I wanted to play DB. I was one of the more athletic guys on the team. And on the freshman A team, they made me play wide receiver. So, you know, concluding my freshman year, the varsity made the playoffs, and I went to head coach's office, and I was like, Coach, can I play scout team corner? And he was like, yeah, but we're looking at you at wide receiver, this and that. And I had started doing DB drills in seventh grade. So I was like, man, I'm going to play defensive back. So my freshman year, I repped that defensive back as a scout, and, like, after that, I mean, I started my sophomore year all-district, started my junior year all-district, and then – my senior year, I was all district, all state, all county. And from then on, man, I just fell in love with the defensive back position and got to McNeese and everything played out how it was supposed to.
But it's definitely played out how it's supposed to. I mean, you're a few months away from the 2022 NFL draft after a fantastic collegiate career. And like I told you right before we went live, going down to an all-star game like the Tropical Bowl and having such a great week, it's just the right time to peak and kind of ride that momentum all the way through pro day and private workouts and everything that's going to be coming your way in the coming months.
Right.
So leaving McNeese State, was Hawaii your first choice? I mean, how did you end up, you know, going off to the island? Are other schools looking at you?
Yeah, so it was an odd situation. 2019, going into the season – as a senior, I broke my ankle the first drive of the first game of the season. That was my senior season trial one. Recovered from my injury 2020 at McNeese State. The funding wasn't there, so we had to cancel the season because of COVID. So that's senior season trial too. Entered the transfer portal after I graduated in 2020. I was actually going to sign with Louisiana Monroe. Those are the guys I was deciding out of them and McNeese State in high school. Chose to go to McNeese State because of Lance Guidry. I loved his defensive mindset, just the way he carried himself and the way he handled the team. And got back in touch with those guys from Monroe when I was in the portal, and they were my first offer. I talked to a lot of other FBS schools, but, you know, it was a lot of question marks because I hadn't played football in 2 years. So close to signing day, Viator staff at Monroe gets fired. So I reopened up my recruitment. I was like, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go. Reached out to a lot of former coaches, and a lot of my coaches were coached by Ty Graham at Hawaii. And a lot of them are also friends with other coaches on the staff. So, I mean, Hawaii offered me on signing day. I told them, like, hey, Louisiana Monroe still wants me to sign. Are you guys willing to take a chance? And they told me, don't sign with them. We're going to offer you. And that was Abe Elamimian, the defensive backs coach over there at Hawaii right now. And, yeah, man, since the rest is history since then. So, yeah, I mean, it was a blessing to play on the island and meet those guys as well.
You know, and a little, you know, I've had guys, I've never asked this before, but I've had guys from Hawaii on before. I mean, do you really get to enjoy, I mean, do you get to take in all the beauty of the place while you're there? I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, living by the beach, but you're working, or, you know, you live in New York City, but, you know, you're not doing anything. I mean, what's it like being on campus at Hawaii?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a blessing. Nothing more, nothing less. And, yeah, you do get to enjoy the you know, scenery and in the Hawaii lifestyle, but like you say, it is business at the end of the day. So you kind of have to have a happy balance. Not necessarily a happy balance. It's more so football, but when you do have free time, you do find time to hit the beach, you know, walk Waikiki, the strip. I mean, and like I say, man, that culture out there is unmatched. Met some brilliant guys that showed me the island, and I mean, I'm forever indebted to those guys, and I know I always have a place to call home outside of McNeese at Hawaii. So all in all, it was just a big blessing from God, man. I can't do nothing but thank him.
Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart, Colby. So it looks like you're on that path.
Yes, sir.
I mean, so let's kind of talk about the Tropical Bowl. I mean, you go down there, a lot of big names, including yourself, and it's, you know, you've probably got to, measure yourself up against a lot of these guys. But kind of take us through it and how, you know, any interaction with teams as well?
No interactions with teams, but my agent said he got really good feedback about me. So going into the Tropical Bowl, I really, man, I've been off the map basically for 2.5-3 years. You know, I went to Hawaii and started at nickel and just played nickel over there and played a lot of special teams. Ended up making a position change, playing free safety at Hawaii. Thank God I ended up switching positions over there and being groomed by Todd Graham, a mastermind on the defensive side of the ball. And crazy thing is, man, I get to the Tropical Bowl. I don't have a camp grade, but the word was my character grade was high. And, you know, scouts were like, we want to see him at the Tropical Bowl. So I get to the Tropical Bowl, man, I'm repping that corner in one-on-ones. Had a pretty good day, in my opinion. I opened some eyes, but we get to the team period, and the coaches are like, man, go at free safety, you know. And now I really do feel like free safety is the natural position for me. And for so long, you know, I played cornerback just because I've been the best cover guy on the team. So I get at free safety, make a couple of big plays, and, you know, show my versatility. And that helped me a lot day one. I was a top five performer. The next day I come out there and have another great performance. And, you know, the game, I had a couple of good tackles. You know, reps were limited in the game. There was a lot of guys rotating. But I made the most of my opportunity. And, you know, I don't believe in coincidences or anything like that. I believe God does everything for a reason. And that Tropical Bowl helped me a lot, you know, getting in front of those scouts and performing.
Yeah, priceless commodity, priceless commodity to a guy or any player in your position, you know. And, you know, it's just, it's them seeing you, especially having a great week. It's huge. Colby, I ask all the guys to come on this show. We threw you in that film room with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. They're going to pop off that film.
Oh, man, I made guys around me better. And everywhere the ball is, I'm where the ball is, man. You see me running across the field, I feel like my play speed is just completely different than anyone else. My energy and just my tenacity, man, just a ball hawk. And my IQ as well.
Nice. How about this one? And this is just to benefit you because we know guys do listen in. What goes unnoticed could be, I don't think we have to question leadership or weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the defensive scheme you ran didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. What do these teams need to know if they're listening right now that they're not going to see on film but definitely going to help you on draft day?
Definitely the behind-the-scenes work and just the love I show my teammates. And the love is coming from a pure spot in my heart, man. And every teammate I've ever had can vouch. I'm a great guy, loving, and it's always team first, man. Those guys come before me. I consider myself a servant leader, you know, on and off the field, whether it's in the community. You know, I think a lot of those things go unseen, which I don't do that to be seen. So, I mean, I think that's my biggest quality, a servant leader.
Man, you are – let me ask you this because, you know, you're playing against all these divas. We know wide receivers kind of get feisty. What's it like – what do you think? I mean, if it's third – just say third and nine, I'm lined up against you, and I'm talking trash. I'm you know, I'm trying to get in your head. What's it like playing against you?
So I'm a guy that doesn't really talk much trash, man. I'm more of a look you in the eye guy, and I'm gonna bring it this play. And I believe in having a controlled passion because you can easily have uncontrolled passion on the field, and you know that can result in penalties, and it could just put the team in a bad situation. But you know, just having that controlled passion and just in between the plays, man, that's when the opponent will feel me. I don't really feel the need to say much after the whistle or in between plays because, you know, that respect will always be given once the fourth quarter's over with from my opponent.
Nice, man. Kobe, you've been – what a fabulous guest here on the C2P tonight. You know, I always jot down notes as we're going through the shows, and I got a notebook just full of quotes that you said. I mean, you've said it a couple times. You know, I love how you said you love the defensive-minded coach. I've been doing this a long time. You've brought a lot of words that I haven't heard. And one thing I got to go back on, did you graduate at 16, you said?
Yeah, I was a super senior this past year. I graduated from Clear Creek High School in Lee City, Texas in 2016.
Okay. Cool. All right, that's man. So you definitely, man. But you're here now. That's all that matters. Hey, buddy, we're almost out of time. I wish we could go on because there's just a lot to get to. But we like to end the show. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
All right. Now, Coach Graham, during practice, does he have any pet peeves that if you guys do drives him nuts, but it's something you guys usually tease or laugh about afterwards?
Oh, for sure, man, and that's just effort, man, and playing with the right technique. He has many different techniques that goes with his scheme, and if you don't play the right technique, you would definitely hear what he has to say. And, you know, a couple of the guys, we laugh and imitate him and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's all coming from a loving spot.
Very nice. How about this one? Going back on your McNeese State or your Hawaii career, if you could go back and pick six, any quarterback, and win the game, what quarterback are you going to do it to? Not so much the quarterback, but what team do you want to get that pick six and win the game against?
Oh, man, Bailey Zapp. He actually opened a lot of eyes at Western Kentucky this year. I played him at Houston Baptist. Yeah, man, that's a guy I competed against for a couple of years, and I wish I could get an interception and return for a touchdown on him. He broke a few records this year in NCAA as well.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And then the final one, pro day work. I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. The draft's going to be right around the corner. Draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name called. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person specifically to have made for you when you celebrate that special day?
Oh, man, my mom, she was born and raised in New Orleans, and she can cook a good pot of gumbo, so that for sure.
Well, mom's now on the clock for gumbo for draft weekend. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Kobe, man, you were fantastic. I can't wait to see you kind of go through this whole process. Like I said, and we got you right at the right time. You got that nice buzz going with you, and we just kind of want to piggyback off that and feed into it and kind of get you as high as we can. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you continue your career.
Yes, sir. God bless, and thank you for having me.
Excellent stuff. Thank you. Once again, that is Kobe Burton, the standout from Hawaii. And he mentioned that the team's not having the draft, the grade, but he had the character grade. I mean, you listen to this podcast. I mean, there's no question the character just oozes out of this young man. And I mean, he mentioned so many positive traits. And the one thing, and not many guys come on the show and say this, and I loved it. I loved it. He says he makes the guys around him better. And that's, you know, I instantly thought of like a Magic Johnson or a Michael Jordan. It's, you know, you're doing your thing, but you're making the guys around you do their thing that much better. And that's leadership, and that's just having that it factor. And that's how you get to the NFL, by having that. So best of Kobe Burton. I think we're going to be hearing more of him. As always, thanks for joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.